We're on page 133, Vivek Chaminachas. We're talking about two types of people, two types of Jews. As it is with all typologies, when you divide people into types, it's never a pure Reuven and it's never a pure Shimon. It's usually that you have there's more of a dominant of one and a recessive of the other. There's a stronger chelik of a personality that's a Reuven, the weaker is Shimon, but generally there's something of each in all of us. But in order to understand oneself, and in order to understand the direction of a person's life, where we're coming from, where we're going, it's important to simplify things by looking at the two types. So we've been with our friends here, Reuven and Shimon. And I think you remember that Reuven is more of a person who is focused on the echus, the quality, the nature of that particular moment that he's in learning and so on. And Shimon is reaching for more and more svarm to be able to become more informed. And both of these are people who are Mevakshei Hashem. But there's a tremendous difference between them. And in our lives we have to be focused on what the Ikkar is in being an Eved Hashem. What's the Ikkar in being an Eved Hashem? So on page 133, Reuven Shimon Eila. Boim Shneim El Mekarmi Shabahem Efshel Akabal Joshes V'Shiurim. Reuven and Shimon moved to a neighborhood where there are plenty of Shiurim and Joshes. Mipi Magidim Edashonim. There are all kinds of Magidim there and people are saying Joshes. Reuven Boichalei Achaz Ashnaim. Reuven will go to one or two Shiurim, or to hear drashes, and dailo bakach v'halavai, and that's enough. And halavai meaning halavai, he should be able to think about what he hears at one drasha, at two drashes of a shiur. Kibitzeisa al drachem aruches, shenayt tel imay rak ma'at la'ayin bay, and as we spoke about last week, when he's going out for a journey somewhere, he takes a little bit, something to look at. The rest of the time he spends thinking about, going over in his mind what he heard. Let's say if there was a drasha or a shiur, what he saw in this sefer. He spends the rest of the time going over in his mind, thinking about, trying to understand how it applies to his life. The Ahara Ba'asher Rav B'Sefer, thinking about what was in the Sefer. Shimon, Mavakish Makabal Joshes L'Machvir. On the other hand, Shimon will be goes to all different Joshes. He's going running around to all different Joshes. Remember, this was the same person who on the night of Hakafis, by Simchas Torah, he's making Hakafis, he's going all over. He wants to get a taste of this besmedrish and this chassidus and this yeshiva and so on. He's going all over. So Shimon is also going to hear all different kinds of drashas. Page 133. He wants to hear all different. He's going to hear all different kinds of inyanim and from all different rabbanim. And kedarko tamal liftach od sefer l'mashmesh ba'idapin. And his way is then to have more svarma, to go through more pages and to look at things. Ulai sham yivasheya. Maybe he'll find a yeshua, something will hit him someplace at one of the drushes or in one of the svarma that he's looking at. Very often these people you'll find that when they're sitting at a drusha, they're looking in a sefer. It's an interesting thing. So I used to attribute that to my failure to give good drushes. But I've seen that. I've gone to other places where I myself have listened. I'm sitting there listening. I see that there are people that go to a drasha, and while the rav or the Magid Shia, whatever, is saying a drosha, is saying a Shia, he's looking to say, looking other things up. Because apparently, over the past 30 seconds or minutes, he hasn't heard anything that he feels is important for him or is somehow like a knakadika concept or a svara. So we might find something, you know, it takes a longer safe to look inside. So there are two things, obviously, that are going wrong here. One is what he's talking about. And the second is just Derech Eretz, which in our generation, of course, is not something that's so popular. That's why, as I've said, I'm sure some of you have seen that people will sit at weddings looking at their iPad, I've seen that Levi is sitting with a person who's crying, saying a hesped, and two rows into the, looking like it's in front of the face, looking at the iPod or something, holding it up while the person's crying about his father, holding up the iPod. This is not once, not twice. I thought this was an aberration. I thought this person that I first saw, I thought it was Nebuch, not well. But then I see by Chasnas, by Levayas, by... So there's a problem there on the most basic level of Derech Eretz. I'm sure everybody hears about Derech Eretz and understands that this is a vulgar, obscene way to insult and to hurt people. To sit by Shiva with... It's hard to believe, but it's becoming very, very common. And then, and that's on one madrig. The other madrig is that he came to hear the Shia, and he's looking in a sefer for something else. By the way, that's an interesting thing. The kemat, you'll never see that by a girl ever, such a woman would ever do such a thing. Hardly would ever see such a thing. I honestly don't recall ever seeing a girl do that. Guys will have that kesedah. Because I see, from my perspective, I always get to see girls. You know, I don't remember ever seeing a girl, a woman during a drasha, during a shiur, looking. Sometimes, you know, to have a little bit of schmooze because they like to talk a little. But to look at a sefer to do something like that, I've never saw. There are probably two reasons for that. The first is that they're baal derech eretz. The girls are usually way ahead when it comes to just manners. That's why they're having problems getting husbands. So, just to have good manners. So one thing is Derech Eretz. The other is that it's more the get to the inyan that we're learning about here. It's more the get to this. The inyan of Bini Yisera that is by a woman creates within her, despite the fact that there's an inyan of Nashim Dayak and Kalas, there is an inyan of going from one inyan, one subject to the other that is common by women as well, but there is an intense desire on the part of most women that to experience the moment that they're in, and by men in general there is more of an inyan to be misalim. To be misalim is a strange thing, which is why, as I've pointed out many times, I mean, here you can't do because it's a small room, but in a larger shul, I've pointed this out many, many times, or I've spoken thousands and thousands of times over the years. You'll come into a room, and the women will always come to the front, and the men will always sit in the back. Always sit in the back. And then once they're at the shiur, there'll always be, at any given shiur, there'll be a number of men who are positioning themselves in such a way where this particular event that's happening right now has no bearing on my life. I came here. It's a good kasha. I came here. It's not in school. I'm not talking about little kids that have to come. I'm talking about adults. Yet they'll come and they'll fidget and do different things and look around. So unless everybody's got all kinds of, you know, OCD, DDs, all these things. I'm assuming that most of the people there are okay, and if they're not, that they're taking their medication and so on. And yet, by men, you'll have to say that. It's an amazing thing to watch. You'll have men will come, they'll sit in the shiur, to sit and to be focused would be, first of all, an admission that this means something to me, that this has some meaning in my life, or that I don't know all of this yet. There's so on so many levels. It's a fascinating thing to watch. You see this chiluk between men and women. Again, there are not, obviously there are men that are b'chlal not like that. But any time there's a shiur, ask any person that's given shiurim to men and women, and anybody will tell you the same. I've had this conversation with many other people, that it's such an obvious thing that with men that it's a problem to sit and to be focused and to make proper eye contact. B'chlal, with a lot of guys, there's a very big problem with eye contact. It's all connected to the sugya that we're learning. There are people when it's more extreme than others. But not by women, there's not an inyan. For those who have taught girls and taught women, they don't have this inyan. Karim to make eye contact, to be focused, to have derech eretz, all of these things. A lot of it's connected to the sugya that we're on right now, that we're learning. So Shimon is flipping through pages, looking for something that's going to bring him a Yeshua. Stay deus b'chaveir. Then you have two ways of relating to friends. Echad marbalei didim rabim. Okay, again we have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon has lots of friends, and it could be that a lot of them he considers to be his best friend. He has lots of friends, and not only that, but he has lots of friends and tivim miminim shainim, all different types, all different kinds of friends. And every day, the same way that he enjoys on one Simchas Torah night, he enjoys going to Babav and Stolen and Chabad and to Satma and to a yeshivish place and so on, he also enjoys all different kinds of friends. Yeah, that's a nice thing. I'm not talking about anything bad. He enjoys all different kinds of friends. And he can get into this chavishaft with people. Then you have another kind of person, a Reuven type, not Shimon, a Reuven type, that will have one or two friends, close friends. Of course, we're not talking about being friendly, to be friendly to everybody, but in terms of friendships, there'll be one or two. And this person's inyan is constantly trying to be mamik the kesha. To deepen the kesha with that one friend, with those two friends, that it should be ba'oimik, to think about it and to be closer. Levachanai, l'tayis al soida, to try. Levachanai doesn't mean to test, but it means to try to understand the other person. L'tayis al soida, to what's the side of this person? Every person has a side. There's a secret. There's a mystery to a person. Reuven tries to understand the secret of that person. It doesn't mean what those person's secrets are. It means the secret of the person is not the same thing. What's the secret of this person? What makes him tick? Who is he? Lahakriv lemanoi ulenaveit es yidudu sam b'mishor u'b'shalom. He's prepared to make sacrifices for this friend. Not just to shmuz. Not just to Twitter and to text, but ba'aymik, and to make sacrifices for this person. Well, lenaveit as he didusam, lenaveit means to direct or to navigate. As he didusam b'misho or v'shalom, to keep it on track, that it should be straight and should be v'shalom. V'ini baleideis shneim chaveim lechavereim. Now, both of these people, Balei Hadeis, Shneim Chaverim L'Chavireyem, Ulam Harishin Chaver V'Chaver, V'Einu Chaver L'Ish, Mukav Chaverim V'Noyesa Boidei. Both of them have friends. The difference is as follows. Reuven, the Pnimi, he has one or two friends, and those friendships fill his life, and they give him great meaning and depth in his life. The other person is surrounded by friends. V'naisa bodeit. But he's always lonely. He's surrounded by friends, and it could be he's the life of the party. But he's lonely. Surrounded by friends. Everybody's his friend. Knows everybody. He's got, on his telephone, it goes off the phone, how many people he's got on his phone. It goes onto the neck, onto the table, onto the floor, all the different people he's got on his phone. And he's in your own contact. Obviously, all of this takes on a whole different meaning with the technology that we have now and how people are communicating. It's obvious. I don't think it's necessary to talk about it. This is so in our times with the new technology and how much loneliness there is. With all of the ways to communicate to people, and with people, there's so many ways to communicate now. They're going to have a thing where you don't have to text, you don't have to say, you just think, and it'll come out on somebody's screen. And with all of that, the generation is, the young people, from all the studies that are being made, it's the loneliest generation that's ever lived. Our generation, the kids are unbelievably lonely. Adults too, but I'm saying children are lonely. Lonely. And they're confusing friendship. They think that friendship means texting and chatting and Twittering and all these other things, that's called friendship. And they're lonely. There's no depth to these relationships. Stam, people sending messages to each other and emails to each other and things like that. Lonely people. Vashaini, Imki Makira of Rabbin, Vesever Panam Yofuslam, Achikaro Bechaver MS Echon. And Ruvain, the Pnimi, even though he's always smiling to people, he's always friendly with people, that's not a shy, they always have to be. But the truth is, the Iker is, he has one true friend. Achikaro Bechaver MS Echad. Bechaver MS Echad. He has one real friend. One, two real friends. He's friendly with everybody, nice to everybody. You see the little children that you ask, who's your best friend? Every day it's a different answer, right? I have my granddaughter, every day she was coming, she says, Toby's my best friend. Toby. She says, Toby said this, Toby said that, Toby did this, Toby did that. Next day later, so she's talking about somebody, Elisheva. I said, what happened with Toby? She says, no, Toby. So Toby is your best friend. What happened to Toby? Elisheva is my best friend. So it's cute when it's children. It's pathetic when it's an adult. But it is a lot like that with adults. It's pathetic. Like somebody who sets up a chavrusa to learn a gemara with somebody, shlomacha chafetz lahamshich asalim mudavki ma'aseh chavrusa. So this person, he wants to continue with the chavrusa and to learn on a deeper level. Lahamik asalim de'esmo, to what we learned yesterday, to go into it more and more. Aidvayd lahamshich yachdav, and to learn together. Ein bedayt lahachli chavrusa b'chal yom. You find this in yeshivas now. There was never such a thing. Ad kidekach, it wasn't such a thing. At least when I was in yeshiva, switching chavrusas. People learn, they learn together for a day or two, and then another chavusa. Different chavusa, different gemara. The Rosh Yeshivas nowadays are having a lot of aggravation from this. Mocha comes to yeshiva, he's there for a week or two, he wants to go to a different yeshiva. You give him a chavusa, chavusa not fair. To make a whole esek about bechlal, about getting chavusas, and the whole esek of the chavusas, that it has to be like they're getting married or something. But it used to be that we didn't have an inyan like that. It was the guy's Jewish and he learns Torah, and you're Jewish and you learn Torah, and you sit down and you learn together, and you try hard to understand the Gemara. Now there has to be like a whole profile. It's easier to buy a gun than to get a chavusa. You have to hold this guy who's what, and they show pictures of them. The Jewish newspaper standing around there in Lakewood, but it was time for Chavrus. It's like, all strange new things. Never was. They make it look like it's such a gewaldig thing with the thousands of Brachim standing around handling over Chavrus. What kind of thing is that? What is that? It used to be the Rebbe says, we didn't even choose our chavrusas. The Rebbe said, you and you, you're learning together. And that was it for the year. He didn't like the way he didn't have this saying this, and he didn't like that, and the guy had bad breath, and the guy had this. That was it. You were together. The Rebbe said, that's your chavrusa. That was your chavrusa. It was some terrible, terrible match, and the guy didn't, the guy was falling asleep, or the guy never, so then you could, you know, you'd go complain to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would say, try for another 6 months. Not for another 6 minutes. Anybody that's a little bit older knows that it was like that with chavrusa. They just say, you're learning with him. And Davki, if you wanted somebody to be a chavrusa, the Rebbe said, no. That's not your chavrusa. You like each other. That's not your chavrusa. Once you learn with somebody, don't sit around battling. There's someone you can learn with. Now they make it so whole ASIC. Like that, like days standing there. Chavrusas on lists and computerized and chavrusas. It's all shitchis. It's all shalomis. It's not being able to put yourself into a matzah and to see it through. And to, it's just, this is, and with yeshivas, guys in this yeshiva, you see him every day if you're in Yerushalayim, you can see this guy, he's one yeshiva on Monday, and he's another yeshiva on Tuesday, he's another yeshiva on Wednesday. And then he's back in America, he's back a little bit there, he's a new yeshiva, and that's all. It's the difference between this yeshiva and that yeshiva. And that. It doesn't have this thing to change chavrusas every day. To start a new chavrusa with somebody else. And we can understand these are all examples and mishalim, but this is the inyan of Ruvain, hamavakish oimek al pnei ribui. Ruvain is trying to understand the side of the Gemara, the side of the chavrusa.
When Shimon
is the Chitzayni, or we're going to see, he's the Chacham in our story. Shimon, when he has a service in davening, when he's feeling something in davening, the Makom Kaddish, could be he's in a holy place in Eretz Yisrael or by Kivei Tzadikim or something. Or it's a special day. Yemalo tefilas atchinas l'rayv. It says a lot. This could stand for hours and hours, and he'll say it's a good day or it's a special place. It says a lot of tefilas. Tefilas shukaydim atfila. So say the tefila that's printed to say before tefilas. Or parashias, psukim, and then school is about kashas, especially they tell him that this is, you know, if this is a on this day it's Masugal for Panosa, this day is Masugal for Shidduch, or Bukavir, or they, I don't have to tell you what they have now, all these nauseating ads for other people davening for you in all these places. Kind of schoolers, all kinds of kunsum, you know, with the Rabbi Yishlam to make kunsum. So, this person, Shimon, again, these are not bad things, Chas V'Shalom. But this is Shimon, when he has a Hesiris, or some special day, or it's some special. So then, full force, with a lot of stuff and all different things, and he has different special tzetlach and psukim and different charts, so they hand it out, or if you say this thing for the next 25 days and send a contribution, so then, you know, you'll then last week they were putting all over newspapers that it's guaranteed you'll have a shidduch. That even the Baal Shem Tov, they didn't say such lashonis. It said, I'm not saying anything about that person, I'm sure he's a tzaddik, but the people who are making the inyan, that they were sending 257 zivuk sets, and it's guaranteed. So you get your money back, you get your money back, you give back the zivuk kit. They said a zivuk set. What's a zivuk set? What is it? What did you get in your zivuk set? No, you didn't see this. My daughter came to show. She says, "Daddy, what is this?" I'm proud of her that she saw this. It looks, you know, something's wrong over here. They're putting it in. She was upset that the magazines are selling their souls and printing these things. These expensive things was like 8 pages with glossy pictures and 257 zivuk sets. Act now. Used to be like on television like that. act now, and there are only 257, but it's guaranteed. And they show a picture of the tzaddik, and it's guaranteed. And there are many, many, many stories, testimony, witness. Like, you would think that if it wouldn't have the picture of a tzaddik, and it wouldn't say any Jewish words, you would think you're reading straight from some Pentecostal preaching, something in the deep south. That's what you think that you're reading. 257 Zivik sets. That's the Maisa. Who found such a thing, a Zivik set? What do you have in there? A whistle? A life preserver? What comes in your Zivik set? And people are sending money. It's not money. People in Mustama are sending money. It looks like it's good business. Because to prey upon people who are gullible and lonely and superstitious and so on and so forth. All these things that... So I'm not saying Shimon is such a person, but this is, you see that there's more and more of this kind of stuff. More and more. These different kunsim also, 40 days this and 40 days that, and that by our others, by our zaydis and our babis, and it had such an inyus to be an elach yid and to try to daven to the bari olam, and not all different kind of kunsim that they find in a sefer. Not that they're not truth, not that there's not truth to them. I'm not saying, God forbid, I'm not saying that these things are not, but to go, you know, they'll find, and they found something, because then you have a slow season. If it's not one of the, if it's not Purim, and they don't have anything to ask, like, you know, if it's not Purim, so they'll find, like, in between Shavuot and Purim, you know, they find something that's found in the, they found from Reb Chaim Palachi. I saw they made a big thing with Reb Chaim Palachi. They took from one of the tzaddikim, the Svadish Mekubalim, they found in one of the Svarim in Indian to save for a certain amount of days, and they did this, and you go there and do that, and you send your check right now, tax deductible, even visa card, all of this. And the people that they go for this stuff, instead of just turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, Tata in Himmel, I want to talk to you. Not this shliach and not with that shliach. And I don't see that anybody makes a mecha against these kind of things. Mechas they have, they're playing mechas against everything else. I don't see mechas being made to stop this kind of stuff. So what? Tchinus le'roiv, tefillah, shekoyim tefillah, parashis, and psukim, and skulas, and bakoshis. The Shimon type is into all of these things. He doesn't miss any of the... on his calendar it says that this is the day of the year that's the biggest opportunity on this day to daven that Yeshua Leisus should always take tide. And he's not going to miss it. You don't want Yeshua Leisus to open up. He's going to daven for Yeshua Leisus being tied. Because it says, because it's brought down from the Kadmainim, it says in the Sefer, it says in the... That this is the day for shoelaces. Reuven yikach atzmei lama'at. Reuven doesn't live like this. Reuven is not going to stand there trying to finish up all these things and different tzatlach and kitlach and papers and all kinds of things. Reuven will take a little bit. The mosun that he'll say it slowly, slowly. It'll be yishev das. He'll say it with the yishev das. Vishon Yimotze, he is to be found there. Not holding on to all those different things. And looking at the, he's to be found in that capital Tehillim. He didn't necessarily make for himself, he has to finish the whole Sefer Tehillim on this day and on that day. Av Davka. Whatever he's saying, he tries in that, to live in that capital, to live in that place. He's not going to finish what Shimon finishes. No way. Shimon covers a lot of ground. He's not going to do that. But the little bit that he's zoche to do, zochalai, it's his. Zochalai. He acquired it. He connected to it. These are just some examples of how these two ways are different, how divided they are. Ben HaKamas al HaEichus. This one is more in the amount, in the sugi of how much, and the other was in the sugi of how, and what, in the Eichus, in the quality. L'niz alimnais pratim keruchlu, we have to go on with more and more examples. Dai b'chol homer. The examples that we learned are enough. P'tei l'hoven b'medva mamurim v'l'anus al shela achaz. And we're ready now to answer this question. Mi mi ben shneyem mistapik b'murad. Mi ani umi ashir. Of these two, Reuven and Shimon, who is the person who's mistapik b'muat, who is satisfied with his lot, with what he has? Mi ani, who is the poor person? Umi ashir, and who is the wealthy person? Page 134. Dmuyas Eila. We're talking about Reuven and Shimon, but talking about ourselves. Again, not pure Reuven, not pure Shimon. But we're talking about ourselves. Both of these are in each person is some degree of each of these types. But the Sforim HaKadoshim, more specifically, Rabbi Nachman's famous story, HaChochem V'Tam, which if you haven't learned it, it's kedai to learn this, the story of the Chochem V'Tam, with one of the Mefarshim on it. It's very hard to understand the story without looking, at least if you look at Rabbi Kaplan or one of the other Sforim that you have on the Sipur Maisis. But Rabbi Nachman's story of the Chochem V'Tam. And you have to remember, when Rabbi Nachman used the word chacham, it doesn't mean intelligent, it means clever. And it means a certain kind of cleverness. Rabbi Nachman was a huge chacham. He was a genius. He wasn't talking about intelligence. He was talking about chachmas. Almost like we say in Yiddish. More like that, achulchem. Chachmas. And a tam. This is very hard to translate. Tam, tamimus, is a very, very, very big inyan, what it means to be tam. So we'll talk about it now. And this farm talk about these two types of people in order to follow and to see what happened to these people, what's the end of the story, which there in the Super Mice of Rabbi Nachman's stories, it's very, very remarkable to watch what happens to the Chacham and the Tam. And he just mentions in parentheses that don't confuse the Chacham and the Tam with the Haggadah, Echad Chacham, and so on. That's not the same thing. With all the different perushim, what that means in the Haggadah, that's something else. Tam Zeh, the Tam that we're talking about, the Rabbi Nachman, the Tzaddikim are talking about, Tam, which I don't even know how they translate into English the word Tam. There is no English word that can capture the delicious nature of a person who's a Tam. Tam Zeh. Einoi misha betivo mistapeg ba'arba amas shanoilad behen. Sometimes they portray the Tam as somebody who is very, very naive. Naive, he doesn't know anything outside of his little Dalramas. He's naive and he's simple and naive. And it's a Teva like that. Rabbi Nachman and the other tzaddikim are talking. That's not the Tam. Elen Mayri Bezesha Bochami Dait Elias Tam. We're talking about in a perfectly intelligent person who has chosen a path of Tamimus. Not because he came to the world necessarily a certain way or he fell on his head or something. He has chosen the way of Tamimus. Like you and I can make that choice. Obviously, for some, it's a much bigger struggle to acquire the Midah of Tamimus. And for others, it comes much more naturally. But we're talking about a person who has decided that he wants to be a Tam. She wants Tamimus in her life. The person who has studied these two types, has seen both of them in himself or herself, and is consciously working to achieve Tamimus, to distance oneself from Chachmas, and to enter into the world of Tamimus. Not because by default you're just some simple, naive person that you can't do any better. That's not what it means, Tamimus. There are beautiful people like that as well, but that's not the Midah of Tamimus. That's not the Tam that Rabbi Nachman was talking about. That doesn't define it. He's an Eloch person, but that doesn't define. It's not the same thing. Yaakov Yishtam. So he's going to be an important part of our trying to understand the Inyan of Tamimus. Obviously, if the Torah says about Noach and about Yaakov Avinu, the Midah of Tamim and Tam It means that we have to look to those two tzaddikim to understand what's the inyan of tmimus. He doesn't go into that really much over here, but that certainly is going to be very important in understanding what's Yaakovinu. Yaakovinu was a very smart person. Not only that, we see that Yaakovinu was able to be shrewd, right? He was able. With Lavan and with his brother Esav, he went. He wasn't anybody's fool. Yaakovinu wasn't a fool. Yaakovinu was very, very, very sharp. He was on the ball. Nobody was pulling the wool over his eyes. Mamish. He was very, very with it. And yet it says about him, Ish Tam. So it's not that Yaakovinu didn't know what was going on. He knew what was going on. Elamai b'zeh shebochem yidaita li Ish Tam. We're talking about a person who has chosen Tamimus. Because there's no true tachlis in all of the chachmas. There's no tachlis in all the chachmas. I'll tell you something very personal now. That my whole tefillah in life, for many, many, many years, for myself and for my talmidim and the tzibur, is that we should be zeichet to come to this madrega of tamimus. That's the thing that I've been davening for many, many, many years. To go away from all the chachmas and all the crookedness and all the kunsim and all the shtick, and to try this, so we should be tamimistic, all of us. There's no tachlis in all the chachmas. There's no tachlis in all the chachmas. Doesn't mean you're not smart. You could be as sharp, as intelligent, as bright as any chacham. Aval nishma mehen. But the Talmud is careful. He keeps himself away. He distances himself from the chacham, these chachamim and these chachmas. Even though he's as smart as they are, he watches out for them. And that's why he's zoche, for what he's zoche, like in Rabbi Nachman's story, to be with the king. On the other hand, you have the chacham. Lumosa chacham. Asher achen hichkim vehirbe haskel lusvuna v'yeda. Who knows a lot? He's gathered a tremendous amount of information. Remember that even in the example, Shimon is looking into 1,000 different places. He says he's gathered a lot of information looking at 1,000 different Svarim. Reuven not. Reuven was trying to sit in that one place and to be in that place and to try to work it over in himself. So the Chacham is always going to be more of a conversationalist. He's more entertaining to be with. And to be like, at a simcha, or whatever it might be. It's the nature of the Chacham. And with the things that he knows, and with what he knows, he tries to make sure that other people knows that he knows it. It usually goes with it. See, he's got a lot of stuff. He's got a lot of information. Av noisa b'lo klum. But at the end, he's left with nothing. The noisa b'loiklum. La'irach kol haderach, la'ag al hatam. Throughout their entire journey together in life, the chacham made fun of the tam. He made fun of him. Kima biyodo. What did you get? Did you finish shas? Did you finish shachnach? What did you get? What do you have? You didn't see this. You didn't do that. Ma erach al hamaat. What value does the little that you have? What value is there? Ach soifa shal tam hoichiach. But at the end of the tam, proves. Ki davka hamaat amusag v'mesiyashav ha'alev. The davka, when there's that small amount. But it's grasped in a deep way. And it's mesiyashav ha'alev. Mesiyashav ha'alev. It penetrates the heart. and it settles inside the person. It settles in the person.
Nikne, it's acquired, umiroime mesa'adim al tachlisai,
and it lifts the person up to his tachlis in life, to his tachlis in this world.
Hachacham nirash min hanitzaitz, min nitzaitz, havrakish shemaitze b'chaldan.
Hachacham, it's very, very excited, nirash, tumults,
when there's something that's a flash of something that's like a brilliant insight, some unbelievable sharp vart or something.
When he sees that havrok in something, nirash, it makes a commotion inside of him.
But ein meschaber nekudas etzem shel adavar. But he doesn't connect to the etzem of that.
He's mesmerized by the shine, by the sparkle of that Torah, by the brilliance of the Torah. But he doesn't enter into the etzem of that Torah. Therefore doesn't change him. He just has another unbelievable vart in his pocket. And the next time that he's at a wedding and he's sitting there, some rabbi says, and he says over a vart, and he says over, and then everybody at the table goes, whoa.
And that's it. Then we go on to the next vart.
The etzem hadavar he didn't get.
This person, this type, is constantly looking for new things.
First of all, he's generally, this type is very, very preoccupied with hearing news,
radio, newspapers, news, a lot of news. And then, when it comes to learning, also, what's his na'ayas?
Something new, a psachidish, something different, something I never heard before.
The reason that he needs something new every second is because he never ever attaches himself to the point of light in the present moment. So he needs something new.
Some new entertainment. That also goes with the machines. Every second.
A person says to another person, you wouldn't believe how much I can get on. You wouldn't believe, no, I get more on my... But
it's the tachlis. The person's not connecting to one thing,
which the kids nowadays, they grow up, they look at these things so fast up and down, the way they're scrolling and looking at things, and that
there's no awe in that thing that you're in. There's no awe in the moment that you're in.
So the person that's growing up now with everything to go on the computer and to look up this and to Google that and to look that, as opposed to when we were growing up and we sat in the library and you take two or three books and then you sit at the table in the library for a few hours. But that was such a geschmack to sit at the table in the library. Now the person sits at the computer and goes like this and listen, this and this. So it puts in this word and he presses the word and then it shows you the 2,322 things for that word, and then he tries to look for something that he'll be able to have on his... To say something or to write in his term paper, and ding, he presses that and he gives this and that ding, and then it's,
there's no awe in the moment that you're living in.
No, you don't live in any moment, so there's a constant need for chedusha.
When we were kids, I had a cousin that, you know, then we didn't have any remote controls for the television. That's already a long time, because remote controls already came out a long time ago. There was no remote control. There was also only black and white back then. And this cousin, we had this cousin of mine. So when we would come Sunday to visit my aunt and uncle, so the kids, a lot of people got to watch some television. And this cousin, she was going over to the channel like this all the time. And it goes, stop! Whoa, that looks good! Stop! That was the beginning of the end. That was before there was the computer. That was like... That was manual scrolling or something or other. I don't know what you call it. But the television like this. Going. And there were only a few channels then. But you couldn't see. So it was like, always like this. Like looking here, looking this, looking this, looking that. Or they have now in the car with the radio. So it says, it has a thing scanning. A button to scan. So you press this button and it goes,
you hear a krech from each person. It's just a krech. And it goes on. You know, we're so used to these things that we don't even stop and think about how it's crazy. It's crazy. If any of our grandparents would come to visit to see how we lived, it looks like mamish like a beis mishagoyim. A beis mishagoyim. And I'm always so surprised when I see sometimes older people doing these things too. Like I'll see a 60, 70, 80-year-old person also playing with the chashkas. You know, you were at an earlier time, you remember when life was normal, and you gave into it, you lost. You gave into this whole Indian. You're going to be also like the kids going like that, spending your whole life not ever being in anything, just going from place to place, from one site to another site. Constantly moving from one thing to another thing. To have, like I saw, I told you, that to have a picture album, that the pictures are changing. It's electric. I saw this the first time in Yerushalayim. I went all in for a shiva call. And they had there on the table where the oval was sitting, you know, there's pictures of the person who was nifter. And I saw something funny going on with this thing. This is around 4 years ago. New Shalim, and I see this, and I see that it's changing. There's different pictures, and I see it's constantly changing pictures. And I ask, what is this machine? So it's an album, but you don't turn pages; it goes electronically. It changes. You shouldn't have to look at the tzuras upon him for more than 2 seconds. To look at the tzuras upon him for 2 seconds. The guys like to marry girls like that too. They could have, there was a button that would change the tzuras upon them. They had chidushim all the time. They like to see chidushim. I guess I lived with the same person for 30 years. They have chidushim. You press a button. They have different faces. This is how we're living. Mebilti yecholas lochush b'nekuda sa'ar sheyesh b'rega ha'yveh. Think about that. Not to be able to enjoy. To feel the nekudas ha'or sheyesh berega ha'heveh, the nekuda of light that's in this moment of my life. Toya lichlol chochmas rabbis. So the chochm is trying to accumulate a lot of chochmas. Again, he's not. Nobody's talking against learning or against accumulating a lot of knowledge. That's not the point. It's just not living in anything and not entering into anything. It's just collecting. It's collecting. Ve'notar achar ha'oimek ha'pnimi shel achas. Doesn't seek the oimek ha'pnimi, the deeper depths of anything. Me'achas ha'navshoi zekuka li'ishur v'toikev. This person, his soul needs always validation, ishur. The toikev needs to be reassured, strengthened. He takes that from some big flesh of something new that could last for only a few minutes, but it's exciting, it's interesting, and that somehow gives him, you know, his or her thrill for that moment. There's no hunger to search for the truth. Could look through a thousand things, but not the truth. You're not looking for the truth. Just to look. Sha'ida v'choyke himenu, the chacham is very far from the truth. L'umasai ha'tam, on the other hand, the tam, yotza afu l'masachi pusim, he's also a searcher. He's also searching in life. Livchaloi mokum shel or ha'hoilmes nishmaso, he's looking for a place of light that fits his soul. Achine rosh atachlesi limtsay nekuda pnimis b'avaydus Hashem esbarach hashayeches lilibo. But he has come to realize that the tachlis is to find the inner point of serving Hashem that shayach to his own heart. That's him, not other people. Like we're learning in Eretz HaTorah. That's his own heart, who he is. Okay, mishamatsa, therefore when he finds it, not the boss atzma v'tayvloi. He plants himself in that nekuda, and he's happy. It's good for him.
He settles into that. Eino tar limsoi mokam tov yoseh. He's not trying to find a better place.
Me'achas yedei es tachliso amake bekach shem yamul v'yamik, because he knows the tachlis. And he knows that if he works hard and he goes deeper, he could find out where he is right now.
Most you have people that they torment themselves over what neighborhood to live in. Where to live. They go crazy in this Indian. Where to live.
When the truth is that the ikra is that wherever you happen to be living, if you would be mamik in that Indian of living in that place, you would find what you need in that place. That's really the truth. I'm not talking about whether they have two kosher stores or one or none. I'm not talking about practicalities or the question of a school for a child and so on and so forth. Even with that, if a person would be mamik in the Indian and in the kudas ha'or of where he is, he would find what he needs over there. Wouldn't dafka have to go someplace running around? Wouldn't. The whole Indian of constantly looking and running is the Shimon personality, not the Reuven personality. The Reuven personality is where he is. He's there. Isn't there in that place, in that town, or in that shul, in that bis medrash, and he's mamik in that place with that friend that he has, and he's there. And it goes like that till 120. My betza efalki achlif makarmis kol yom. What am I going to gain by going to new places of my whole life, running to other places?
Like you have a good friend, and this good friend, the two of you grow together, and you have simcha with this person. Shalah shalah. So somebody might ask you, maybe you could find a better friend than him. Maybe you could find someone that could help you grow more. Maybe you find someone that's more interesting. Maybe you find someone that never disagrees with you, or whatever it is. Maybe you could do better. You could do better. Maybe the smarter friend, a greater friend, and you have much more benefit by being friends with that other person. There are better people out there. Why did you stop looking? Why do you sit still? Why do you sit still quietly and peacefully in Chavez Eshmetzalsa, but this over this one friend, this old friend of yours? Hamshech l'chapeis. You should keep on looking. Actually, Tim says, "Hatayv b'yosef." You find the best friend, the most gewaldige friend. So, what does Reuven answer? Reuven says, "Nenevah imalei, Reyach. You look, my brother. Kein matar b'chaver l'shem chaver, el l'shem tachlis. There's no Indian. I'm not looking for a friend for the purpose of stam to have a friend. I'm l'shem tachlis." Since I know what is it I'm looking for in life, a friend with whom I can journey together through life and then to find better things in each other, in our lives, in ourselves. To try to find out more about Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect more to Hashem in the world. I found in this person I see. Harishigati El Shali. He's a person of my heart, and I'm here. This is it. I'm happy. Varaya. Sheesh bisimcha magar and panimi. You see, I'm happy, and I'm at peace with this person in my life. I don't feel maybe it could be like this or it could be like that. You have marriages also. It could be like this, could be like that. Hashem Yahya. What am I going to go look for better? Probably there are people who would be able to add something more to my life than this friend that I have. But I found what I love, and I'm happy. So, not because he's a fool. This is the midah of tamimus. He's not oblivious to the reality that there are all different madrigas of people out there and there could be something. But Matzosi Shahava Nafshi.
All the good that can come from these people, you tell me I should find these people that are better than the person that I have, and that I should go look for these people. I'm a kabbal
from this person that I've been friends with for all these years. I'm a kabbal this. And the chacham will make fun and say, you're a lo yutzlach. You're sitting like this, and you should go out there and to meet to cultivate the other relationships. All these lashanas. And he says, I'm so happy with this chava that I have, and that's all. I don't need anything else. I'm not looking for anything else. This is the beginning of the midah of Tamimus. May Shem will continue.